How far is it to your favorite small town diner? Most people would answer with a number of miles. Maybe in terms of time, 3 hours, maybe 4. Ask a biker and you'll get a completely different answer. Oh, it's not too far. 200 miles through mountain twisties can disappear before lunch. 50 miles across city traffic can feel like an all-day endurance event. The funny part is, the odometer doesn't care. 200 miles is still 200 miles. Somewhere between throwing a leg over the bike and pulling back into the garage, motorcycles do something strange. They don't change the distance. They change how we experience it. Let's talk about why that happens. Welcome back, Renegades, for another hangout. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
If you're new here, welcome. Around here, we don't just ride, we go a little deeper. One thing I've noticed is that riders rarely answer questions about distance with actual distance. Ask someone about a ride, how far it was. You probably won't hear, it was 287 miles. You'll hear, it was a few hours. It was a nice morning ride. It was an easy day. It was worth every mile. Somewhere along the way, miles stop being the unit of measurement. We start measuring rides by experiences. Maybe that's why non-riders sometimes struggle to understand why we would ride 300 miles for barbecue, pie, or just a cup of coffee. To them, the destination is the point. To us, the destination is just a convenient excuse. Sometimes it's a pretty good excuse. That's a perfectly acceptable reason to take a ride. There's a ride I go back to again and again here in Utah. It starts in Salt Lake City, winds through Provo Canyon, climbs over Daniels Pass, loops around Strawberry Reservoir, and eventually rolls into the little town of Anna. If you've ever been there, you've seen an old place called the Hannah Hilton Cafe and Bar. The food probably isn't going to change your life, but it's exactly the kind of place riders seem to find. Adventure bikes, ATVs, locals, swapping stories. It's a comfortable stop before heading over Wolf Creek Pass, which, in my opinion, is one of the finest stretches of pavement you'll find anywhere. By the time I roll back into Salt Lake through Camas and Parley's Canyon, I've covered a little over 200 miles. What's strange is it never feels like 200 miles. I'm too busy taking in the changing canyons, the smell of the pines, the cool air at elevation, and the conversations that happen naturally every time bikers gather together in the same parking lot. The miles almost disappear. Now, compare that to another ride I take just for the sake of a ride. It's from Salt Lake up to Tremont for lunch at JC's Country Diner. Round trip is only about 170 miles. On paper, it's shorter. In reality, it always feels longer. The ride is almost entirely Interstate 15. There's always traffic leaving Salt Lake. It slows down through Layton. There's constantly construction around Ogden. By time things finally open up near Willard Bay, you're already thinking about fighting that same traffic all the way back home. Now, to be fair, the food at JC's is better than what you'll find at Hannah. No offense to the very friendly folks at the Hannah Hotel. One destination wins the meal. The other wins the ride. When I get home from the Hannah Loop, I feel refreshed. It feels like I've spent the day doing something I genuinely love. When I get home from Tremont, I feel like I've accumulated miles. That's fascinating. One ride is more than 30 miles longer than the other. The clock and the odometer both insist it took more time and covered more ground to go to Hannah. My mind remembers it exactly the opposite. So how can two rides that are so close in distance leave you feeling completely different? It turns out there's a reason for this. Psychologists have found that our brains don't experience time or distance like a stopwatch or a ruler. Instead, we experience moments. When we're actively engaged, constantly making small decisions, noticing changing scenery, reading corners, watching the weather, and taking in everything around us, our attention stays fully involved. Our brains naturally divide those experiences into meaningful pieces. Researchers call this event segmentation. It's one of the ways we organize experiences into memories. Compare that to driving the same stretch of interstate in heavy traffic. Your attention narrows. Everything starts to blend together. You aren't enjoying the journey. You're simply enduring it. The mileage hasn't changed. Your experience of it has. That explains something writers have known for years without ever reading a scientific paper. A good road always feels shorter than a boring one. That also reminds me of something we talked about in the Building a Biker series. In episode 1, we explained why complete strangers can feel like old friends when they're both on motorcycles. In episode 2, we talked about why riding alone doesn't actually feel lonely. These ideas keep popping up because they're at the core of motorcycle experience. It's not just the bike and the gear. It's the people you meet. It's the conversations you have. It's the roads you choose. None of those things change the number on the odometer. They completely change how the ride feels. Distance isn't just measured in miles. It's measured in meaningful moments. If you're enjoying hanging out together and you'd like to support the channel, send us super thanks and buy a gallon of gas. It helps keep these rides and conversations rolling, and I genuinely appreciate every bit of support. Now, let's get back to the road. Here's the part that's really fascinating. Motorcycles quietly teach us something that has very little to do with motorcycles. We spend much of our life trying to get somewhere. Finish the project, reach retirement, get through the week, move on to the next thing. Riding has a funny way of interrupting that mindset. Suddenly, 30 miles doesn't feel like wasted time. Taking the scenic route doesn't feel inefficient. Stopping to watch a sunset isn't delaying the trip. It becomes part of it. Maybe that's why riders often smile when someone asks, "Why don't you just take the car?" They think they're asking about transportation. We're thinking about experiences. Those are two completely different ideas. So, how far is it to your favorite small town diner? Maybe it's a few hours, maybe it's all day. Maybe it's the ride you've been looking forward to all week. The motorcycle doesn't really change the distance. It changes what we pay attention to along the way. That's a pretty remarkable thing for a machine made out of steel, aluminum, plastic, rubber, and chrome. Maybe it isn't changing the ride at all. Maybe it's changing us. I'd love to hear your experience. What's the one ride that felt much shorter or much longer than the mileage suggested? What made it feel that way? Share your story in the comments. I read every one of them, and there's some of the best conversations on this channel. They happen to be down there. Today's conversation was really about how motorcycles change the way we experience the world. Maybe that's why we keep reaching for one word that never seems big enough to explain it. Freedom. We say it to describe how it feels to ride. The world never quite understands what we mean. If you've ever wondered why freedom becomes the word we use over and over to describe almost everything, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. Remember, every mile is more than a measurement. It's another chance to see the world a little differently. I'll see you out on the road.